We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Kuf Samach in the Shaar HaYira, the 13th chapter. And the Magen Miduvna had been describing that people who were blessed by Hashem, if they have wealth or honor, so then they have greater responsibility to be God-fearing people, to live up to the responsibilities that they were given when God gave them this blessing. And that is a heavy responsibility. And that's why the earlier generations of the righteous, they weren't happy when they were elevated. And they weren't looking forward for promotions. As it says regarding King Saul, when they wanted to appoint King Saul as the first king of Israel, he was hiding, he was in the coat racks. He was worried. If I'm going to be king, so then I have all this honor, I have all this responsibility, and that's quite a weight. Like Rabban Gamliel said to Rabbi Elazar Chisma and Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgida, when he appointed them leaders, he said to them, "Amar lahem, kim dumin atem shesrarani noten lachem? You think I'm giving you positions of rulership? You think I'm giving you honor and glory? Avdut ani noten lachem. I'm giving you positions of servitude. You guys are now public servants. Don't view it as leaders. No, now you're servants of the public." And that's really what happened with King Saul. What was King Saul's downfall? His downfall was that he didn't obey the prophet correctly. He should have taken revenge the way the prophet told him, and he didn't. King Saul was elevated. In that higher position, he had greater responsibilities, and he didn't live up to those greater responsibilities. He had responsibility because he was in charge, and that's exactly where he fell. King Solomon said in the end of Proverbs, he said, "God, leave me in the middle. Don't make me resh, don't make me too poor. Va'osher, and don't make me too wealthy." Why did he say, "I don't want to be too poor, I don't want to be too wealthy"? Because to have wealth is responsibility, and King Solomon was scared of that responsibility. And the greatest example, the father of all, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Peace be upon him. Adon Anvim Tzadikim, master of the prophets and the righteous. You see that he went too far in refusing. When God wanted to send him to lead the Jewish people out of Egypt, he said, "No, no, no." He kept refusing. He was scared of being on that level where the whole Torah was named after him. Moshe's Torah. He was scared. The verse says in Malachi, "Zichru Torat Moshe Avdi," remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. God wants him to be the greatest leader of all times. And Moshe refuses for 7 days. Because he was concerned, maybe I won't live up to my responsibility. And that's what the wisest of men meant when he said in Proverbs, "Yira et Hashem b'ni v'melech, im shonim al titarav." The verse says, "Fear God, my son, and the king. Don't mix yourself with different people. Ki lo mishpat echad lehem imcha, ki melech ata gadol ve'elyon alehem. V'zeu yira et Hashem b'ni v'melech, klomar halo ata b'ni v'gam melech." King Solomon was saying, "Fear God, my son, and remember, you're not only my son, you're also the king. You're the future king of Israel. And so, im shonim al titarav, don't mix yourself with different people because you're not in the same stature as them. Don't look at other people and say, well, if I'm as good as them, I'm fine. You have much greater responsibility if you're the future king of Israel." And that's the point that the Magen Miduvna was saying in this chapter, that the second type of people that God is exacting with is people who have honor, people who have wealth, people who have position of leadership. Just as we saw in the previous chapters, that Hashem is very exacting with the righteous, that Hashem has higher expectations of the tzaddikim. By the same token, when one has a position of leadership, so then Hashem also has greater expectations of him, and Hashem is more exacting with him. He has greater potential to benefit others, but he also has greater responsibility, and he's held to that in heaven.